Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the Pitchfork Music Festival's just around the corner. The festival takes over Union Park on the Near West Side, and this year, the headliners include Solange, LCD Sound System, and A Tribe Called Quest. And on Saturday, Chicago welcomes back the Feelies. Feelies hail from New Jersey. They started their new wave careers back in 1976. They quickly became college rock darlings through the 80s with albums like Crazy Rhythms and The Good Earth. The band went on hiatus in 1992 but got back together in 2008. They also released a new album this year called In Between, their first in 6 years. Like I said, they're going to be at Pitchfork this year playing on Saturday. Glenn Mercer is the guitar player for the Feelies, and he joins me tonight. Glenn, a pleasure to have you on the Download. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
For you to come play Pitchfork, to come back to Chicago, talk about the memories you have with the Feelies of playing Chicago.
Well, we played back in 2010, I think it was, Millennial Park. That was a great night.
Yeah, right.
A lot of fun for that. Prior to that, we had come to Chicago pretty much on a regular basis and always had really good time, really good crowds. So we're really looking forward to it.
To be on stage, Chicago is part of the Pitchfork Music Festival. There's going to be a lot of kids there. There's going to be a lot of people that may not have been around for your movement when you guys were the darlings in the 80s. Talk about that. Talk about playing to different audiences, what that means to you as an artist.
Well, it's rewarding, and you want to have a band that feels vital, and that includes putting out new music and making new fans. So it's not really about nostalgia, although we realize that's an important element. It is for us as well. But you don't want it to just be about nostalgia. So that includes spreading your fan base and getting some new people to get into the band.
You know, let's talk about In Between. I mean, the sound is different in the sense that it's slower. It's a little bit easier pace. But talk about the evolution of your music, because, you know, there's not too many bands that I know that have disbanded in 1992 and got back together decades later. Is the process similar than when you guys got together back in the late 70s or the 80s to the way that you produce music and record music to what you do with In Between?
Well, there are similarities. There are a lot of things that are different too. The one thing, the major aspect, is that Bill lives in Florida, Brenda lives in Pennsylvania, so we don't play nearly as much as we used to. We don't get to rehearse and jam as much as we'd like. Recording, once we get going, it's really not that much different. In particular, this new record we did at my house. So that pre-production-wise meant kind of making demos and taking our time with just getting everything together and getting the equipment together. And a lot of pre-production on this record, probably more than other records. But once you hit the record button, it's really pretty much the same. Just set up and play pretty much the way we do live and, you know, take it from there.
When the band's not in the same place, what's your process? I mean, is it a lot of mail stuff? Are you just sending MP3s back and forth? Or are you trying to find a date on the calendar that you can all come together and record at the same time?
We exchange recordings through the mail, actually. We don't do MP3s. We just make CDs and send them through the mail.
As a musician and as someone who records and produces them, do you like the process of sharing collaboratively through the United States Postal System?
It's okay. I don't really put a value judgment on it. I guess it is what it is. I don't see it as being any better or any worse than any other method. You know, it's sort of like you can enter a room through the door or through the window. It doesn't matter as long as you get into the room. So
You know, you've talked a lot, and in reading past interviews, you talk a lot about the idea of producing this record from your home studio. You just mentioned it as well. How important is it for your music, the Feelies music, to have that personal touch? What I mean is, you know, you guys spent so much time together in New Jersey, I believe even in the house, rehearsing at a different time in your band's life. How important is it and how interesting is it for you to have your home play a role in the music?
I think it's real important. I think records tend to reflect, even in a subtle or often unconscious way, the environment that they're made in, and songs likewise sort of reflect the environment they're written in. You know, to have that all sort of tied together, I think, and the fact that we really tend to want to take the songwriting process through the whole, you know, all of the steps that includes the writing, the arranging, the producing, the mixing, the mastering, the artwork. So it's sort of, it's good to be able to do it all sort of in-house, I guess you would say, really.
Yeah. We're talking with Glenn Mercer. He's the guitar player, of course, co-founder of the Feelies. The Feelies coming to Pitchfork Music Festival. They're going to play on Saturday. It's great to have you guys in Chicago and playing at the festival like this. It's well-deserved. Looking back on your career, and you talk about, we talked a little bit about the late 70s and 80s, when you guys were putting out records like Crazy Rhythms or The Good Earth. And, you know, you go back and you look at the top 40 albums of all time when it comes to the scene at that time, and you guys are on there. But you also disbanded in 1992, and our friend Jim DeRogatis in town talks loudly about how you guys paved the way for a lot of what happened in alternative music in the next decade, but you weren't around to reap the benefits. Do you think about that? Do you think about the idea of you laying the groundwork for a generation that took advantage of it?
Not really, no. We're kind of removed from, you know, evaluating our place in the history of music sort of could be detrimental to think too much about it, really.
There was a lot of bands that came out that did a lot of, I mean, I think of bands that had your sound that were able to benefit off of more radio play and more mainstream acceptance of the music in the 90s, especially when more formats on the radio seemed to go in that direction. When you think back to those times, was there enough support for your music in the 80s? Was there enough radio play? Were there other places that were doing the kind of stuff that we saw that become more common in the 90s?
You know, on the one hand, you had college radio played a big part in just fostering, really, the alternative scene, I guess you could say. And then, consequently, the potential for that became so big that the major labels started to look at that and, you know, thought, well, how could we tap into that? And they started signing bands, and I guess they were unusual or a little bit, you know, the expectations were a little high on both sides, the bands and the record companies, and it's probably a little bit not realistic. It just sort of, I guess, it had its time and place, and things change and come and go, and tastes change. You know, I guess a lot of the bands that we were like our peers and playing at the same time, we all signed to major labels and we all broke up shortly after that. So
yeah, right.
It wasn't meant really to be anyway.
I think of all the artists now, and there's some artists in Chicago that are having such success just being independent without record labels, being able to use it themselves, use the internet in ways that other artists have never been able to do before. Do you wish there was that kind of apparatus when the Feelies were coming up in the 80s? You didn't have to count on a major label to essentially get your music out to a bigger audience?
I don't know if times are better now or then, or, you know, I really don't compare them. There were good things about then and good things about now, and the downsides of each decade. And you just kind of make music, make ourselves happy, really. You know, success can be measured in a lot of different ways, so it really depends on your definition. And we always felt we were successful and that we were able to do what we wanted to do and the way we wanted to do it and make music that we were happy to play.
To come back and come back to Chicago and have a chance to play places like Millennium Park, and then also turn around and play Pitchfork Music Festival, as you just said, you know, you're not judging it by career, but as a musician, where you use music to make you happy, what does it mean to play these big places in Chicago to have a space on stage for the Feelies?
Oh, it's great. We feel blessed in a lot of ways to be able to still have a strong fan base, really, and a lot of different opportunities to come our way. It's So we're really happy.
Glenn Mercer, of course, the co-founder of the Feelies. The Feelies are going to be on stage at the Pitchfork Music Festival on Saturday. Also, the new album that just came out this year, In Between. Glenn, a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us on the download tonight. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. Pleasure's mine.